Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You guys tuned in? Yo, 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 what's up, Rhythm Suburbs? It's your boy, Man. First of all, I'd like to welcome you guys to the Fatherhood intro. My apologies for the delay. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get to it. First off, I wrote a poem today, and it really opened up a lot of things. I'll read a little bit of it to you guys. Don't relevate the toxic, elevate the cross. Pause. It's the cross. It's Jesus over all prophets. I mean, worldly prophets. This Real Talk Radio has always been a non-profit. You know that I'm in my pocket, folks. Try to get out of pocket. I don't entertain division. Let's focus on godly wisdom. You know, and that's what I'd like to just take a moment to pray us in. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you very much for this day that was a promise to us, Lord. Let us go with just you in mind as a perfect example on how to be a father. As I present this presentation in your name, amen, thank God. All right, let's get down to it. In the last 14 years, I searched for some type of golden rules to follow as I adopted to how to enter into a family with a single mother of one child. And as the years progressed, I envisioned a fatherhood that soon became aware of several things. About a year into it, I had the joys of co-parenting, attending parenting council, even parenting classes that I checked myself in that the county had offered. And it wasn't until later on that I discovered is that, you know, you cannot be made into a father but by chipping in and being the provider alone. No saints. It takes God as an example to do these great acts. Now let's fast forward to today. On the list is we need to take to address this. The world tells us that a man of God has to be flawless and complete, and you can't. But the Bible tells us plenty of examples of things that we need to be that don't demand that we retain perfection. Instead, it constantly creates a narrative that the only one is perfect. On Google Big, we've seen a lot of things that men wanted to see about the same thing, learning about this journey. I've seen a lot of questions. In the book of Proverbs 17:6, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Proverbs 23:24. The father of a righteous son will rejoice greatly, and one who fathers a wise son will delight in him. One thing that I delight in doing at this time is, you know, understanding that I took the time to instruct him by living an example. Example of what a man of God needs to be, not depending on what the world is. And that was always praying. When we often wake up as men with a sobering thought that we don't have it all, and we need to turn to God. And we hope that we have everything that will come into play. But in my case, this didn't come to pass. But later on, I discovered that my blueprint was not compared to what God's plan was. My partner had a different perspective, I assume. And at the end of the day, tell what everybody else says. God's word won't. And it will more likely than save them from going to hell and save you as well. One point to fatherhood and to be successful is to point that nose and that tail to Jesus every time you can. I want to strongly encourage you that if you have been teaching your children to pray, that you've been waking them up and trying to get them to church sometimes, and sometimes it even backfires because it feels like you're pushing religion on them. Even if you wake up in days and, you know, you just get up with them and you want to pray. You want to pray for the family. You want to pray that the family prospers. Because a family that prays together is a family that stays together. And that's what Pastor Darius Crosby taught me. You know, I'm not nobody important, but I am a young deacon. So, a deacon in training. And that's it. The next episode, we're going to open the forum into it. We're going to have a conversation with a couple men of God. We're going to go more in depth about this. Because I know you guys are like mystified about what I have to say about it. Well, heck, I've been probably about half of you guys are wanting to see what I've been up to these past 15 years. Well, we'll go into the details on those then. Because I know a lot of people like to hear the ratchet. So y'all gonna hear the real from the new Real Talk Radio. And no. Don't call me Maddox anymore. Call me Brother Johnny Ray. Talk to y'all soon.